Magandang magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Enero na po ngayon at siyempre pa muli, nandito na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Kapareho nang nabanggit ko, ikalabing dalawa na po ngayon ng Enero. At siyempre pa, meron tayong mga pinagkakaabalahan at tatlo po kaming magaganda na nandito sa studio plus isang pagkapogi-poging binatilyo. Ayan. Kumusta na, Manang Trini?
Oh, hello. Mabuti naman po, Tita Verge. And Happy New Year nga sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon. And ako po, of course, si Manang Trini, your Cebuano broadcaster. Yes, Happy New Year sa lahat. Ito ba yung first time natin bumalik after the New Year's?
No, nandun pa yung last week here, right?
And wala. Hindi ako tumuloy kasi pareho kayong hindi available.
Hindi available.
Nandito na ako, pero yes. Nag-iisa naman ako. Yeah, eh, sumasakit pa ang tiyan ko.
Okay.
Sobrang kaya naman ng New Year's food.
So, palagay kumain.
Kumain na lang ako dyan and then tumuloy na ako nagsimba.
Yes. Oh, fantastic.
Ayan. Anyways, sabi kong first day back tayo ngayon.
So, sana naman po yung mga nakikinig sa atin at saka yung mga followers natin sa Facebook, they all have a good Christmas and New Year's,
yes,
diba?
Yes, karamihan ata bukas pa ang balik sa trabaho.
Sa trabaho, mm-hmm. Yes, marami.
So therefore, on holiday pa karamihan ng tao.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Yan. So, ito, I hope yung ano nyo, yung sabi ng apo ko, ayaw niyang magsalita. He's not going to speak. Anyway, so ako bumalik na ako this week sa work kasi kailangan. Mm-hmm. Pag malaking gasto sa Pasko, kailangan talagang bumalik, di ba, Tita Verge? Kumusta na, Tik Jo?
Nako, mabuti naman po. Ayan, back to work na talaga. Hindi naman ako nagbakasyon. Public holidays lang ako.
Hindi ka nag-leave talaga.
Hindi. So, kailan ka bumalik sa trabaho?
Stat lang siya, Tita.
Stat lang ako, Tita. Yung public holidays lang.
I see.
Ayan, ako. Pero, okay naman. Hindi masyadong busy. Mm-hmm. Ayan, maraming salamat po sa mga pagsubaybay nyo.
Yes, of course.
At syempre,
every Sunday.
Dahil New Year, nako, ito na yung mga resolutions nyo, di ba? Ano yung resolution mo, Tita?
Ikaw, Tita, at Tita Verge, ano sa...
Wala ako actualing resolution eh. Kasi pabalik-balik at pabalik-balik yung mga ginagawa ko sa iyo. Sa gusto ko, wala akong gawin eh. But gusto kong i-share yung unang-unang event ngayong January.
Okay. Ano ba yan, Tita?
Napagkaganda nito dahil malabo lang ang mata ko. So, ito po is ginagawa ito tuwing January 19. At this time, ito po ay Fiesta Celebration, which is a festival of songs and dances. Ito po ang sinulog in New Zealand. And ika 31 years na po nilang devotion ito ng to Santo Niño. Halos lahat tayo kasali dyan siyempre. Mapakatolik kuman tayo o hindi, we honor Santo Niño. At this time po, bukod sa novena na nag-start ng January 10 to 18 sa St. Benedict's Church po yan, St. Benedict's Street, Eden Terrace. Daily po yan, may rosary na 6:30, novena at 7, and mass at 7:30 p.m. Mm. Except on Saturdays, rosary will be done, ano ba itong rosary nila? At the hall, down the hall, novena will be at the church. And after... the parish church may ang siyempre pa, may, ang novena ba, I mean ang parish mass. Siyempre pa po ang contact ninyo diyan ay walang iba kung hindi sinong Oscar Batukan 02757011139 or sinang Miriam Batukan 02748754284 Free parking po is available during the 9 days of Novena and Masses at Wilson's Car Park, located along Alex Evans Street and at St. Benedict's Street, Monday to Friday po from 6 p.m. and from midday, Saturday to Sunday night. But pinapaalalahanan ko po kayo, once na nakapark na kayo, maghanap kayo kung saan kayo magbabayad ng parking, kasi ano pala po, kailangan pala bago pagka-park ninyo, maghanap na kayo ng parking, iwanan ninyo ang inyong resibo na may parking kayo, kasi otherwise matutulad kayo sa akin. Akala ko pagbalik pa doon ako magbayad sa ganyan, pagbayad ko tapos na. Hindi pala ho, na-fine ako.
Kasi Oakland Transport, tita, kasi sa ano talaga yon, sa gilid magbabayad. May park meter.
May park meter nga, pero ang haba ng pila, late na ako sa check. Isip ko, pagbalik ko, saka ako magbayad, total, once nagbayad, makikita na yung number plate ko, bayad, ay hindi pa rin.
No.
65. Tapos, lumagpas pa ako dahil kailangan pala December 31. In January na to, another $25.
Hala. Imbis na $5 lang, no?
Ay, saka mamadali. But never mind that.
New Year's resolution mo yan, yan, tita.
New Year's resolution. Huwag magmadali.
Nako.
At siyempre pa po, yun nga, ang fiesta ay sa itong Santo Niño na ito na 2025, yan po ay gaganapin naman sa at 9:30 po ang assembly. Diyan ay sa Event Finder Finda Stadium, January 19 nga 2025. Silverdale and Argus Place, Wairau Valley ang isang entrance, and sa other side meron pa rin entrance. Ang schedule po ay 9:30 a.m. ang assembly, 10 a.m. ang procession, 10:50 a.m. ang parade of flags, 11 a.m. ang fiesta mass, 12:30 p.m. ang picnic break. Authentic Filipino food po yan. Festival available sa araw na yan. And 12:30 p.m. may karaoke challenge po yan. Open microphone daw. 2 p.m. Sinulog Cultural Program. 4 p.m. Family Gifts Giving. At yan po ang mga sponsors nila, walang iba kung hindi ang Lion Foundation and Foundation North. So, mamiesta po tayo ng Senyor Santo Niño, January 19. Magkita-kita po tayo roon.
And of course, sponsor din dyan ang Mega World at saka New Zealand Home Loans. And of course, if you want to get in touch, you can also email Santo Niño, wala pong space yan, at extra.co.nz. And if you want more information, may website po tayo dyan sa Sinulog Festival, which is santo-niño.org. Yan po ang website, ha, if you need more information. Now, generally naman po, every year yan naman talaga. And it's always celebrated the same as Cebu date. So, third Sunday of every January yan. So, simultaneous yan sila sa Cebu. The actual Sinulog Festival. So, ayan. Every third Sunday of January, ang Sinulog Festival po natin. It will be really good. So, go and make sure you go there early sa Event Finda, kasi super daming tao talaga. Every year po yan. Super, super daming tao and the car park. Even though ang kalaki naman ng car park nila, kukulangin pa din po yan. And of course, marami pong mga food vendors na nandun, mga Filipino food. Ayan. Every year po yan.
Parang kailan lang yan. No?
I know.
Parang kailan lang. Yung pong mga sponsors ng Mega World International and New Zealand Home Loans, sila po yung sa Novena na araw-araw yun, umpisa ng January 10 to 18. And sa fiesta naman nga po, ay yung
The Lion Foundation and Foundation North ang sponsors. Ayan.
Marami pong kinikita ang Santo Niño sa tingin pa lang.
Ayan.
Ano naman kasi, free event naman yan. So, event. Kailangan lang naman talaga na magkukuha sila ng sponsors. Kasi, you know, as you know, Tita Verge, every year, pinapakain nila for free yung mga participants ng sinulo. And of course they
yung mga performance lang ata actually nga hindi di ba yung latest natin may kanya-kanya tayong mga baon.
Well, they did supply it pero dumating late. So kaya I always warn the dancers na if we're joining, make sure you take some food with you kasi
to be sure.
Yeah, just so you don't go hungry because kahit naman may supply, may provision tayo ng lunch, we cannot control kung kailan nila i-deliver. So, at tapos it's huge event. So, understandably, you know, may mga ano yan. May minsan nothing goes smoothly naman talaga, no?
Oo.
Pag mga ganyan.
Okay. Ayan, marami tayong narinig na aabangan.
Yes.
Ayan. Meanwhile, dahil bagong taon, let's have a music rate.
Yes.
About bagong taon. From River Maya, Don't Go Away.
Oh, River Maya.
About bagong taon ito. Anong title niyan, Ate Jo?
Bagong taon.
Bagong taon talaga. Galing,
River
galing.
Maya. Enjoy po. We'll be back.
Baby rocket, back
Ayan
and
po.
That's bagong taon from River Maya. And I'm sure a lot of people have watched the fireworks. How did you enjoy the fireworks, Tita? Have you been to New Zealand, Auckland Tower, Sky Tower?
Ako hindi rin. I went to sleep.
Went to sleep? You're not supposed to go to sleep on New Year's
Well,
Day.
We watch it on the television only.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's too... what you call it? It's too troublesome to go out.
And
there's too many people, I guess.
And too many police to stop you.
Yeah, true that.
And check if whether you really... And... Now we're going to our news.
Local news.
Local news. Let's just have our background.
Ako talagang nag-full on ako, ha? Nag-full on traditional. Tradition ako ng New Year's.
So pati ang handa mo talagang puro Pinoy food. Galing. Kung alam ko lang, pumunta ako sa'yo.
Sana pumunta.
Ay kasi ang mag-ina may lakad.
Sayang.
Adi ako lang mag-isa, kaya naantok na ako. Sa isip ko, hindi naman din ako mahilig sa TV. Plus, talagang inaantok ako. So, New Year is New Year.
At least nakatulog ka, Tita. Now we have our local news from Radio New Zealand. New Zealanders, including Consul General, among the evacuees from Los Angeles fires.
Yearly naman din yan.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs earlier said there were more than 600 New Zealanders registered in LA. The number has been corrected to 18. New Zealand Consul General in LA and her family have evacuated amid blazing wildfires. And the fires have killed at least two people, destroyed at least 1,000 buildings, and prompted officials to order some 70,000 people to evacuate. There were 18 New Zealanders registered as being in LA. Ayan. So we encourage all New Zealanders in LA to register their travel on Safe Travel and pass this message to any New Zealanders who may not be registered with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Ayan. Kasi pagka lumalabas tayo ng bansa, if you are going out from New Zealand, we have this paper, right?
Yes.
And then we go inside back to New Zealand. We also sign that Ministry of Customs paper. That you're back.
Hindi, ganun pa rin. Yung latest ko, ganyan pa rin.
Everything is electronic now.
Yes, you can do it online too.
Online.
Yes, you can do it online too.
They don't give you paper anymore unless you probably request for it.
Yeah.
The one on my phone or on the creep right? I just
looked at
my phone.
I did it online.
What you do, I think, is just the custom declaration.
It's like a custom declaration.
Immigration arrival card is no such thing anymore.
No.
And another news, did you know that Mangaree East Street crowned Auckland's roadiest with one house triggering nearly 60 noise complaints in 2024.
Oh my goodness.
Mangaree.
Is that on New Year's Eve or?
Crowned the Auckland's roadiest.
In 2024?
Mm-hmm.
So what street address is that in Mangaree? Or is that just the area?
Hokianga Street in Mangaree East.
Wow.
Was dotted with just a few homes and bordered by farmland and cows 60 years ago. But now, the noise of a different kind is creating disturbance in South Auckland neighborhood. The Auckland Council confirmed the street is the home to the city's roadiest property.
Wow. People.
Yes. Not house.
Hokianga Street boasts about 70 large flat sections. Most of them feature 1950s or 60s era homes. And some are home to Pacifica families, working renters or retirees who have put down roots. Others have been subdivided, some of the old homes knocked down by developers and replaced with modern townhouses. Cars are jammed alongside the pavement or park on people's lawns. So, ayan. Maraming ano palaga.
That's not good for the housing market. You know, definitely. Sa Hokianga?
Hokianga Street.
Hokianga Street? Ayan.
Because they confirmed, they had received 56 complaints in the last year.
So, that's the stats with Auckland Council, I guess.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. So, that's not good. So.
That's not good. And on other news, Health New Zealand to increase security at Middlemore Hospital's emergency department after an attack on a nurse on Monday.
Oh, my goodness naman.
It also disputed claims by an employee that staff affected were not offered mental health support following the incident. So, a patient attempted to strangle an ED nurse last Monday afternoon, and a 23-year-old man has been charged.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, one day was a story there.
Yes, the incident comes just 9 days after another nurse was hospitalized with stab wounds.
Oh my goodness.
Following a call out to a property in Rotorua naman.
Uh-huh.
In the
Further out.
Yes. My goodness. The New Zealand Nurses Organization reported on Friday that there was usually a security in ED, but the guards were not present at the time of the attack.
My goodness.
They're not present or they're not there?
They're not on duty.
I'm not sure.
They're not on duty or they just gone on a break?
But because no level of violence is acceptable in any workplace.
Exactly. Yeah. At so, lalo na may nasaksak. So that's too much.
Yes. Mm. And to think that nurses provide care for patients.
Exactly.
Diba?
They should be respectful and thankful.
Yeah. So
we just don't know the circumstances. Sometimes, again, you know, just guessing here. Minsan kasi, the staff are under so much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know the circumstances around why they're in ED.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been waiting so long and could not wait anymore and got agitated. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the circumstances
but
is. Even though it doesn't justify what they do, but because people is not violent as in nature as such, you know. There has to be some triggers sometimes. True. But this doesn't justify any sort of violence, that's for sure.
Especially using the knife to... Mm-hmm. That's too much. That's tantamount to killing attempt.
With also nurses are striking for being underpaid, and then a lot of nurses are moving to Australia.
It's not just underpayment. Mm. It's the working environment that they're put under too. Mm. Sometimes it's too much pressure.
Too much.
Yeah. Mm. Hopefully this will be taken care of.
And there's a lot of restructuring, right?
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
On other news, warning to swimmers after Tauranga shark sightings. Sir, there have been further shark sightings at popular swimming beaches along the North Island's east coast. And Safe Swim on Thursday advised people not to swim at Omanu Beach and Papamoa Beach.
Mm.
Both are in Bay of Plenty after shark sightings. And sa mga gusto po na maligo at mamangisda din. And to fishermen, you know.
Yeah.
So be careful. It's just a warning po.
Huwag na po kayo magmangisda. Pumunta na lang kayo sa palengke.
Kasi naman, lalo na ngayon, it's nice and warm, di ba? Very attractive kasi ang beaches ngayon.
Totoo yan.
Kasi, you know, to cool off and nice breeze, fresh, and then the water is so nice this time of year.
So, and exciting talaga na makabingwit ka.
At dahil po it's summertime, there are towns that are featured in Staff NZ that shines during this
holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the favorite towns to visit during warmer months are Owakura sa Bay of Islands po
yan. Bay of Islands, yes.
Owakura. It's a classic Kiwi beach town surrounded by native bush and forested hills. Ayan. I haven't been there. I think it's more of going to Whangarei.
Yeah.
Whangarei. Yan. Raglan. Yan. I've been there.
I have been there too.
Sa mga gusto pong magbakasyon, yan. Raglan. Kasi we're going to have a long weekend again, right?
Oo. Raglan. End of January.
It's an Oakland anniversary.
Yes.
It's in Oakland though.
Yeah. And it's also world famous surf breaks. Doon po sa Raglan.
Sa Raglan. Yes, yes, yes.
Eco-friendly.
Surface paradise natin yan.
And doon yung matatagpuan ng Ngaranui Beach for swimming as well for surfing. And they have lifeguards there for your information.
Parang ano lang ah. What's that called? Dito sa
Piha.
That's right. Yes. Parang piha lang.
And they have the 10-minute walk to the top of 55-meter Bridal Veil Falls. That is a very nice falls, actually. I've been there with my family. Ayan. And another is the Ophir, named after the biblical gold mine, the tiny central Otago town, Ophir. Look at that different to how it is in a gold rush heyday po. It's founded in 1863. It's a haven of historic stone and brick buildings, including a New Zealand oldest post office. Ayan. Sa?
Nice.
Sa Otago po yan. And we have Hast. Yan po ay matatagpuan sa Grey Mount naman.
South pa din.
Oo.
South pa rin.
Ohopi. Beach. Yan. Perfect po yan para sa ano po, sa surf and swimming din. And then paalala lang po is you just have to be very careful and check the recommendations of safeswim.org.nz. Ayan. Ikaw tita, mahilig ka ba mag-beach?
Na.
No.
Ako. Pag may mga kasama.
Ayan.
I mean,
siguro, siguro si tita nung araw siya yung talaga nakatupis pa.
Ano pa? Kasi talaga naliligo ako.
If you're in the province that surrounded by water, beach really is not, you know, because I don't know. It's just not for me anymore. Used to be when you're young, you go straight to, you know, it's just about a couple of minutes away from my home. Just
Cebu.
Jump off.
Cebu.
You know, Negros. Negros.
Just
jump off.
Yes. And of course, for traveling this year, did you know that New Zealand still rises back up world rankings?
Yay.
As being one of the
tourist destinations.
Yes. Huh? Powerful passports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
According to Henley Passport Index po. Mm-hmm. New Zealand is tied with several other nations in fifth place.
With
including
Australia,
the United Kingdom, Switzerland, Portugal, and Belgium. So, tayo sila.
Nice.
Okay, the ranking is the highest of New Zealand since 2017. It's peaked at number 4 in 2015, but dipped as low as 8 in 2018 and 2019. Mm-hmm. So, holders of New Zealand passport can get visa-free access to 190 out of 227 destinations worldwide.
Yeah.
Singapore tops the list of the second year in a row. Mm-hmm. It has been first or second in the list for the last 8 years. Wow, Singapore passport is very powerful pala.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that.
I didn't even know about that. At the tail end of the list are countries including Yemen, Iran, and Syria, with Afghanistan at the bottom ranked 106, with only 26 countries allowing visa-free access. Makes sense because this is the war zone country.
Yeah.
Ayan, tita. Kwentuhan mo naman kami.
Oo, nung lakad mo.
About
pagpunta mo ng Pilipinas.
About your
and your UK one.
Yes.
Napag-usapan na ba natin yung UK ano mo?
Oh, yes.
Yung Pilipinas na lang.
Ikaw, kwento mo na lang kami, tita, about so your New Year's.
Yung New Year's ko.
Ayan.
Of course naman.
Kasi I have a lot of ideas in 2025. As for parade.com, they have 55 New Year's resolutions, ideas. But of course, it's not for everyone to do. But I think it's more of like, for instance, you know, focus on a passion, not the way you look, you know, things like that. Stop gossiping. Work out to feel good. Ito, tita, gusto to. Work out to feel good, not to be thinner.
To feel good for sure.
And give one compliment a day.
Yeah, be kinder.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And go a whole day without checking your email. Can we do that? I think I can.
I don't check my email.
Or maybe without checking the Facebook or so.
And I don't check Facebook. Because I deleted my Facebook.
Okay, and then you do a random kind of act, kind of kindness. I read a book in a month.
Yeah.
You know, for
I'm always reading
one
a book
month.
Every day.
Oh my God. That should be my resolution.
But I read it though on my phone. The book.
Yeah.
On my phone. Yeah. So I just just like Kindle, but my one is just the good novel.
Go someplace you've never been.
Mm. Yeah, nang bucket list. Maybe not bucket list, but New Year's resolution ko this year.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to go at least twice na hindi Pilipinas ang pupuntahan ko.
Mm-hmm.
Another country that I haven't been.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Or place in New Zealand, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. We've been. Kasi tinurla namin yung New Zealand before. Outside New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and one of the things to do this New Year is to clear out the clutter.
Yes. I'm doing that. And I'm, because I have so many clothes that I haven't used, and I looked at them, I have this, and I have that.
Yeah.
So, pinaiksiang ko lang, and gagamitin ko. But the rest, I'm sending to my families, magagamit nila.
So, I've decluttered already. Mm-hmm. I have maybe filled one big case for Philippines, as you said, Tita Virgin.
Yeah.
Because every year I go home, I don't take clothes with me because I've got clothes there already, but I bring some,
para sa kanila. Yeah.
Para sa mga
hands-me-down
as such. Hands-me-down.
Yeah. And turn which off your phone one night a week, Tita.
Oh, sa akin
turn off the phone one night a week.
Because you're gonna sleep anyway. Mm.
Yeah.
Reduce your waste. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I just completed a hospice form for volunteer.
Nice.
I want to increase my volunteering days.
Mm-hmm. Travel on a small budget.
No, I don't think so.
Write down one thing you're grateful for every night. That's nice. Drink more water. I think we need
that one.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm very bad at drinking water.
Yes, whenever you're seated, right?
Yeah, I'm so bad at drinking water. But I do drink a lot of warm tea, though.
I could drink tea.
Okay, stop multitasking, though. Because it says here that it reduces our brain's gray matter. It hurts productivity and efficiency.
And multitasking,
and it can,
doing two things or three things at a time.
And it increases your stress, anxiety, and depression.
Yes, multitasking does. Yeah, for sure.
Wow, okay. Makes sense, no?
Mm-mm.
Talk to yourself with kindness. Or say, I'm beautiful today. Even if you feel like not. Okay. Call a friend instead of texting them.
And doing that. Kasi yung lalo na yung mga my age na, yun ang, I'm concentrating on my older friends and giving them time. Para, because a lot of times they have no one to talk to or no one rings them, even their families or so. So I started that.
Speaking of which, I actually messaged you about, anong district ka sa Rotary?
9910.
9910?
Yeah. There are two. 9910 and 9920. So hati ang New Zealand sa dalawa.
Okay. But under 9920, maraming sub-clubs.
Oo, ganun din ang 9910.
Yan lang.
Mm-mm.
So, your sub-clubs, kasi I was thinking, okay, I will have to increase my...
In fact,
my kindness of the world as such. Ay, sabi ko, ano ba itong Rotary ni Tita Virge?
Oh, are you going to be a member or something?
Yeah, in fact, I was thinking.
Which is good.
I don't really know. I was trying to research and then sabi ko, oh, I'll go with hospice. Because hospice, they probably need me more.
But Rotary is the same as well. I mean, it's giving out... instead of getting it in, something.
And I mean, Rotary does a lot of good.
Yes.
Rotary does a lot of good. I can see that. Yeah, but I don't know. Is Rotary too political?
No.
I think it's too political.
Mga officers.
Public speakings as well, diba? It because it brings the leadership training as well, so there will always be a little of politics, and it includes in how you are being trained as a leader. But it's not like full politics anyway. Okay, and now that clean out your car, they said
that's we've done that.
Take the stairs.
That's normal anyways.
Go to the dentist when you're supposed to. And be kind on social media.
Goodness, I don't have social media.
Let go of grudges.
Yes.
Anger is so... leave the hate behind.
And stop assuming.
Okay.
Exactly.
Stay in touch with people who matter. And try a totally new restaurant. Like, maybe we can try one time, Titas.
Yes.
Start a new hobby if you can. And... travel somewhere without posting to social media.
I don't really post.
Everyone posts and I just reply. Especially if I am included in it.
Sorry for the millennials, I think, for like us.
But my sister is very
active.
Active social media. Everywhere she goes is post and post. I said, oh my God. But I do post on my family only where I am, you know, letting them know that this is where I'm at right now. And but not social media now. Just my family. Just to keep them my heads up. That's it.
Send handwritten letters.
Yes.
No, still do that. I mean, you know, even for cards, it's nice to receive one.
You know,
right?
My mission this year, I need to find another pen pal. I don't like, no online chat. I want writing. But I don't know where to find one. Because when I search, I said, you know, pen pal clubs like... actual handwriting.
Yeah.
I can't find any.
It says today is more of online stuff.
An email. You know, back the old school.
Yeah.
I really want that.
Okay, donate your clothes that you never wear.
And
avoid people who complain a lot. And remove negativity that makes you feel lousy.
Exactly.
Okay, wear sunscreen, especially here in New Zealand. And cook more.
Oh, yeah. Which I do.
Get a real haircut.
Do you buy a lot of your lunches out?
I prepare, and then if I don't bring lunch, then that's the time I buy, you know.
Because it's average. Do you buy a lot? I guess you're being on your own, you do buy a lot, huh?
What it is every time I go somewhere, especially if it's a Filipino group or so, the tendency is...
They always bring away.
I always bring home heaps of food that I will never cook or whatever. And and they are very kind to me that, hey, tita, nag-iisa ka, ito.
Nice. Them
going to the party, wherever it is, meron na sila nakabukod sa akin. Eh. Tatanggihan ko ba yun?
Of course.
Tumalabo ang mata ng tumatanggi sa grasya.
I don't even know that. Okay, here's another one. Talk less and listen more.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then, ang sabi pa dito ay, go to bed happy each night.
Oh, para pagising mo, masaya ka.
Yeah. Stretch it out and make Zumba maybe. We have our Zumba instructor here.
Yes,
can you invite our listeners?
Yes, of course. Come join me every Zumba, every Mondays. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Ganun pa din.
Mm-hmm.
Mondays and Wednesdays, donation only, which is in Answorth Heights at 6:15 after work, obviously. And then the Saturdays, still at 4:30 at Wesley Community Center in Mount Roskill.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dahil nang malapit-lapit sa akin, not sure it's too far off from me now.
No, it is too far now for you to coverage.
Make your bed every morning, sabi.
Oh, yes.
And do something that scares you a little, you know. Practice a little bravery.
Yes.
Yeah. And what else? Pay off your credit card every month if you do have some.
Mm.
And buy less plastic.
Mm.
And bring a plant into your home.
Oh, okay. No.
Sanitize your personal belongings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just some of the things that we should, you know, consider. You can also keep a journal.
Of course. Yes.
And don't buy things that you don't need.
No.
Those are just some of the ideas for the New Year's resolutions that Parade.com has given to us.
So, among all of that, which can you relate, Joe?
Can I relate?
Saan dun?
Andami. Andami din, no?
Don't.
I want to really, like, push myself to read a book. Because I love reading talaga, but because of too much things occupying my head, like you know, work, and then I'm always rushing. I think I need to like slow down so I could have time.
And also reassess things. What makes me always in a rush? Where's the fire? You ask yourself, where's the fire? Why am I always in a rush?
That's me. I'm always rushing because I commit.
I think that's our New Year's resolution. We all have to share it, three of us.
Because like it or not, I have to commit to invitations or events. Sometimes there are three in one row. So goodness, three. So and the tendency is either I'm caught. Speeding.
So your resolution is learn how to say no.
Yes, that's right. Mm.
And learn to limit your invitation to two a day. Mm-hmm. One in the morning, one in the afternoon.
So I don't need to rush too much.
One in the morning, you go, sorry, I'm already committed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Kaya niya yun.
Yeah, yun nga,
ano. Kaya yan, Tita Bird. Palagay ko naman. Mm. I have to look after myself now because...
Sa akin naman, I have to be more organized this year. I have to make sure that what I aim for is I'm gonna achieve it. Mm. So marami na akong, you know, nakaganyan na, okay, this is, I need to get this by the end of this.
True. About you, what's your New Year's resolution?
Get married.
Like personal.
Get married and have kids.
It's not a resolution.
What do you mean? It's a change of your life, isn't it? It is a resolution. You're supposed to change the way you're not same old.
Exactly.
That's New Year's resolution is all about. Make change.
I think it's more of habits.
Well, you can make it as a habit if you want.
It boils down to me, tuloy. All right, we're going to give you a song from MYMP. Don't go away. Listen to Sa Kanya of MYMP. And now we're up for our Philippine news. Some of our Philippine news. Black Nazarene draws massive crowds to traditional Philippine procession.
Yeah.
When is Black Nazarene?
That January was 2 days ago. Yeah. January 9.
January
9. Yeah. Sa Quiapo.
Yes. The streets of the Philippine capital of Manila were packed on January 9 with throngs of faithful devotees jostling for a brush with an encased icon of the Black Nazarene. Look at that crowd. Mm-hmm. On the third and final day of veneration, approximately 2 million Catholics attended the procession of Black Nazarene. Mm-hmm. In what a late Dominican Filipino priest called a pact between the Filipinos and their God. This was the first year that the annual procession of the blackened statue of Jesus Christ on bended knee under the weight of the cross officially became part of the Philippine liturgical calendar. The devotion to the statue, whose roots go back to the early 1600s in the predominantly Catholic Philippines, drew hundreds of thousands to the opening mass at midnight in historical Luneta Park on Manila Bay, led by Cardinal Jose Advincula. The Cardinal warned the faithful in his homily that if they followed money, evil, and vices, they would end up disappointed. Which is true, right? The only one who is reliable and the only one who gives us hope without fail is our beloved Jesus, the Nazarene, as per Cardinal Advincula. Our hope is alive because of the beloved Lord is alive. He is alive in our hearts, alive at our side, and alive with us. Let us not be dead. As long as there is hope, there is life, and so let us live in the life of Jesus. Viva Jesus
Nazareno.
Nazareno. And that's how the crowd cried out. Yeah. Have you attended or had something, experience something like that? I think ang pinakamarami ko na-attend na talagang a lot of people is yung sa Cebu.
Sinulog?
Sinulog. Yung talagang sinasabi you had a procession of the the Jesus, diba? And then ang daming tao.
Super.
It's a laging lot of people.
Parang Black Nazarene ling.
Yeah, it's like Black
Baby Jesus ang, ito.
Ang sinulog naman kasi is the whole island of Cebu. The whole island.
Yes. Yeah, and I've experienced it. It's like something. But it's also nice to experience it because it's like our tradition. I mean, regardless of what faith or Christianity, it's already part of your culture as Filipinos. Dated back
1571
to open 4 foreign missions in North America, Asia Pacific in 2025.
Boom, boom.
The Philippines is set to open 4 foreign missions in North America and Asia Pacific to widen its reach worldwide, as per Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the president, announced on Saturday. Speaking before members of diplomatic corps during the Vindanonor at Malacanang Palace in Manila, Marcos said that the country will broaden and strengthen its diplomatic reach with foreign governments. And Marcos said that the Philippines embark on a diplomatic agenda that leverages international partnership and increases cooperation with both traditional partners and allies in the last 2 years.
Yes.
Well, it makes every country din kasi has to have an ally. But hopefully, it's there's no too much politics on that.
Right? It is driven by politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's driven by politics, but
it is what it's all about. Mm. It's politics. So yeah. But that's all good. I mean, we got to do what we got to do to increase our allies, don't we?
Mm. Yeah, true. It's rainy again in some parts of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Most parts of the Philippines due to three weather systems. Three weather systems are expected to bring rain to most part of Philippines today, Sunday, according to the PAGASA or Philippine Atmospheric, Geophysical and Astronomical Services Administration. In the forecast, PAGASA said that the shoreline, easterlies, and northeast monsoon, locally known as Amihan, will continue to bring cloudy and rainy weather in various parts of the country. The only thing is, if there's rain in the Philippines, there's always floods and calamities.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that it's not too much.
Manila that is always flooded, even other areas.
Yeah.
When it's too much rain, nagbabaha.
True.
Mm.
Ayan. Totoo po yan.
Mm. In fact, it is... Now, I laugh at it because we have a boat stationed under our house because just in case it floods, especially when my papa was still alive, he uses the boat to go somewhere from the nearby areas.
Yeah.
Mm. And or sometimes he even picks up people who want to buy rice or whatever food for their family because you cannot go by car or by carabao or whatever.
On other news, the U.S. The Voice winner Sofronio Vasquez was honored by the Philippine President Marcos in Malacañang. Can you believe that?
Why?
Just like Vasquez made history as the first Filipino and Asian to clinch the title and achievement, according to U.S. Diba? The Voice.
Sofronio. Yes. And about him. And did he win?
He won. And then he was now honored by Malacañang few days ago. Marcos, a self-professed music lover, joked about declaring Vasquez winning day a holiday in the archipelago. Of course, it's a joke only.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very...
Baka si Lea Salonga may comment dyan, okay? Pati si Sara Jeronimo.
I don't... well, most of what Sofronio have performed, A Million Dreams, Imagine, are just some of the favorites of the president.
I think Sofronio's background also is what made that win very special.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think...
Ano siya, Ilunggo?
He came from a very poor family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ay, parang wala na atang papa niya or something like that.
Yeah.
Parang nawala papa niya and he stood as...
yes.
Pamilya.
Yeah,
He was born... He's born as Sofronio Parohinog Vasquez III, 1992, November 9. And... according to him, he was born in Misamis Occidental. And he cites that his father, whom he also regarded as his first coach, he taught him how to sing. Yun. And Vasquez studied dentistry and practiced as a dental hygienist. So after the death of his father in 2018, he was inspired to pursue a singing career. So he worked as a singer for a carnival cruise line and entering singing competitions. So in 2022, Vasquez moved to Utica, New York, where he worked as a dental assistant to provide for his family. Yun. He also went for Tawag ng Tanghalan in Showtime. It's Showtime. But he did not, like, win as the title holder. So, 2017 yun.
Marami kasi magaling sa atin.
Yeah.
Punta ka ng US, ikaw mananalo ka.
So, Vasquez won the $100,000
Oh, wow.
And a recording contract with Universal Music Group.
$100,000 Galing nun ah.
US, yeah.
Yes. That's nice, right? Vasquez will hold his debut solo concert on January 18 at the Waterfront Cebu City Hotel and Casino in conjunction with the Sinulog Festival.
Oh, cool.
That's
there you go.
Nice. Wow, all the best.
Kasi 18 is Saturday.
Yeah. He's so young. He's only 32.
Yeah.
And he has that fame.
He's such a good voice. Very good.
Have you watched Sofronio? Vasquez. Oh, you should watch it. It's very, very, very...
So, go. Tinalo na niya si... Sino ba itong... Marami na mga matatanda na kasi naman eh.
No, he's very good. Maybe we can do one of his songs.
Yes, before we finish today, we will find...
So, congratulations, Sofronio.
Yes, congratulations. Ayan. Any other news? So we have Philippine Overseas Voters Digital ID Cards are now available for distribution. Ito po ay under sa...
dati pa. Bago na naman ba ulit?
Advisory daw po ito ng embahada. If you are a registered voter based in New Zealand, the Cook Islands, Fiji, Polynesia, and Samoa and Tonga... For Filipinos to claim your overseas voter's digital ID, you have to complete a Google form that you can find under the embassy's webpage.
Digital ID.
Ayan.
Voter's digital ID.
Opo.
Tingnan ko nga, wala pa ko yata niyan. Bago yan.
Ayan. Online voting po yan sa mga Pilipino. Maybe we could watch this. Or hear this. So you can just visit our site, but there are kiosks as well. That is available in the embassy. Ayan. For birthdays, tita.
Yes, happy birthday sa pamangkin ko in the US, of course, Crystal. Ano na bang apelyido niya ngayon? Crystal.
Nag-asawa na.
Glenn. Oh.
So, iba
dang, I forgot the last name now. Yeah, but used to be Crystal Glenn. Roberts, actually.
Roberts.
Happy birthday, Babs, on the 22nd of January. Ayan. And everybody who's celebrating their birthdays today, tomorrow, and the next few days, and of course, yesterday, and anniversaries, ano pa, Tita Verge, happy sinulog sa mga taga Cebu, at saka sa ibang areas ng Philippines na ano din, Santo Niño din ang ilang patron saint. Ang kanilang patron, sorry, nagbisaya. Nagbisaya, mixed Tagalog. Sabay ganun, yeah. Ayan, kasi sa Negros may marami ding mga Santo Niño na nagsiselebrate din ng festival nila, third Sunday. Kaya lang, hindi nila ginagawa yung third Sunday. Some of them is doing it on the second Sunday kasi para to avoid to avoid the Sinulog clash sa Cebu.
Which is good.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Otherwise, walang dadalo.
I think they do that here in New Zealand already. Yung mga Ilonggo, yung ano, yung
Yeah, kasi I think mm-hmm. Antiki is also Ati-Atihan is mm-hmm. also January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's on the third. It's not on the third. I don't mm-hmm. think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tita Virg, do you have anyone? Do you want to say?
Lahat na lang po kayo dyan na nagse-celebrate whatever it is you are happy with and celebrating, good on you all. Mabuhay yes. po kayong lahat.
Correct. Three Kings. Mm-hmm.
Tapos na. January 6 yun.
Oh. January 6, yeah.
Chinese New Year.
Soon, February.
Yeah. February.
Normally mm-hmm. February?
Uh-oh.
It depends mm-hmm. na kasi ng moon nila or something.
Depends on the moon, mm-hmm. yeah. yes. Yeah. And welcome back to your work from the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan, be safe po yes. if you're hearing us live on air. And hopefully, whatever your resolution this year.
Yeah, make it happen.
Make it happen.
Yes.
Make it mm-hmm. happen. Now, people will go, oh, this will be my resolution, but I have no time. But make time, please. Make time because mm-hmm. that's it's for your own good as such.
Yes.
Yeah, for yourself.
Hanggang sa muli, and we're leaving you with Sophronia's winning peace in fantastic. The finale of The Voice, The Voice US.
Ayan, magpapaalam po kami at maraming mm-hmm. salamat po sa pagsusubaybay niyo. We will see you again or
next Sunday.
Yeah, we will serve you again mm-hmm. next Sunday. Sinulog po yan.
Yan.
Ayan.
Oo.
Okay.
So, maraming salamat po at bye-bye.
My eyes and I can see a world that's waiting for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through when no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds easy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. Run away to the world we desire. Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
Give it at least 30.